I love the dark blue clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the promoter-producer of the Rota Psychic Fair coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 21st and 22nd. So we get to celebrate Halloween and Samhain early and still have the next weekend to celebrate it again. In addition, go ahead and get on the email list for Rota Psychic Fair, so that you can be informed of the upcoming events throughout the course of the year, as well as the big event at the Monterey Fairgrounds. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We are on the cusp of the new year. Tomorrow, March 20th, is spring equinox. It's when the sun enters Aries, and it enters at 3:29 a.m. Pacific time. So we are right there on the cusp. We're going to talk a little bit more about that later, but I'm very excited about that. So because we're at that cusp, when I share from Day by Day with James Allen today, I'm going to share today's for the 19th, but I'm also going to share for the 20th. So we get a full picture as we bridge from the old year to the new year. As you know, James Allen wrote his book, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903. And he took the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." James Allen wanted us to be clear that our intentions, our habits, our thoughts create our present reality. But our past thoughts, habits, and behaviors have not created our future. They've only created our present. We get to create our future each and every day by the thoughts, the beliefs, the habits, the intentions we create each and every day. So every day we have an opportunity to take our present and create a new future. And in Day by Day by James Allen, his words have been broken up into little segments for each day of the month. So as I said, let's take a look at what he said for the 19th and the 20th. Of the month. So for the 19th, he said, good thoughts bear good fruit. Every thought, seed sown or allowed to fall into the mind and take root there produces its own, blossoming sooner or later into act and bearing its own fruitage of opportunity and circumstances. Good thoughts bear good fruit. Bad thoughts bear bad fruit. Goes right to the heart and the core of his entire message. The thoughts we plant inside of ourselves, the thoughts we nurture, the thoughts we allow to blossom and grow are the ones that are going to guide us into our future. Thoughts of doubt, thoughts of fear, thoughts of lack of self-worth will keep us from moving forward. But just like the little engine that could, once you know that you can, as long as you believe, you accept it, you adopt it, and you operate from it, they'll carry you forward. And for the 20th, our big day of the equinox this month, be blind to failure. He who cherishes a beautiful vision, a lofty ideal in his heart, will one day realize it. This is also important depending on where you are in your life. I don't care the phase you're at, how long you've been trying to do something. Persistence is what wins. Remember, Grandma Moses didn't start painting till she was in her 60s. Colonel Sanders didn't become sell his business, his fried chicken recipe and his business and become successful until he was 65. It is never too late, as George Eliot said, it is never too late to be what you might have been. Persistence, desire, intention, and forward momentum is all up to you. And as I share from each show, I share from the Daily Word from put out by Unity. They always have an affirmation for each day of the month. And for the 19th today, it says, "Awakened to spirit, I am blessed and a blessing." What a great way to end out the year. Awakened to spirit, I am blessed and a blessing. So therefore, good thoughts bear good fruit. I am blessed and a blessing. And now as I go forward into the equinox, it is not I but the divine within who does the work. Be blind to failure, because it's not you. It's the divinity and divine within you that does all the work. Don't be afraid of moving in the direction of your dreams. Don't be afraid of living the life you're here to be. And don't be dissatisfied with what's in your life right now. Find the gratitude in what's there. Be grateful for what you have. And know that if you're under a roof, you have a bed to sleep in, you have food to eat, you seem to be productive. You seem to be engaged. You seem to be occupied. You have many things to be grateful for. Don't let them go by as you create your new dream, because the new dream is really about enhancing what you're already grateful for. And that leads us to our segment for today. Kirilani is known as the Bridge of Light, and she's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. With her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, she's a real-world agent of transformation. And she's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, providing custom essential oil blends, custom teas, and hand-dyed silk scarves to her clients to create unique fusion consultations, empower their personal vibrations, and bring great insights and transformations. She provides her unique Go With The Flow segment every Monday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. But since this is our Sunday show before Monday, she's with us tonight. So let's welcome Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Well, thank you, Solzar, and happy equinox to you. We're already feeling the power of this equinox infuse in, and this is a big one because here we are in the first pure one-year cycle. If we look at the Gregorian calendar, we have a year that's all about becoming. And Solzar, that's what you were talking about in the beginning of the intro. I think it was the George Eliot quote where it's never too late to become what you want to be, or it's never too late to become what you really came here to be, because this one year is the year of becoming. It's all about that, and realizing that what you can become today is so much different than 20 years ago, or 10 years ago, or 5 years ago, because we have lived this life, all of it, up until this just last few years, governed and controlled and limited in everything that we did. Nothing could fly free. Nothing could be everything that it could be. And here is our first pure cycle to start planting seeds that are limitless, to plant seeds that can be infinite. Infinite in possibilities, infinite in probabilities, infinite in potential, made manifest. Wow. So, it is not time to sit back and go, well, 20 years ago I should have done da-da-da-da-da. If you have a passion, if you have a desire, absolutely do it. And it makes me laugh because we went on a field trip yesterday with some friends to the Quail and Olive out in Carmel Valley. And if you guys haven't gone there before, you got to go check it out. They're opening a new, bigger space. Its grand opening was yesterday. And it's a delightful place. It's owned by a cardiologist who obviously saw lots of people with heart problems year after year. And you learn to put in stents, and you learn to do all of these medical procedures to help people after their hearts are no longer healthy. And he realized that isn't what he wants it to be. So he started studying what would it take to keep people's hearts healthy. And he realized that food is a big part of that. So he studied and found that olive oil, you know, we've talked about how olive oil is good for the heart. Well, he started studying and learning everything he could about olive oil and realized that there's certain compounds in certain olives grown in certain regions that had more of these certain components than other olive oils. And secondly, he learned that if the olive oil is not handled properly, prepared properly, stored properly, and then consumed relatively quickly, instead of sitting on the shelf, you know, in a big box store for a year before it gets sold, right, it loses a lot of those compounds that help the heart. So he put his love and passion for helping people into blending a particular olive oil, which is called the Doctor's Blend, that helps people's heart. He has transformed how he serves, how he helps people, and was sharing that now there's even a new medical school that is starting a program called Culinary Medicine. And it's acknowledging that component of our diet in our health in being vibrantly healthy. Wow, that excited me. Because if that was something that was available in school, what feels like, you know, decades ago now for me, that I could have gotten really excited about and said, I want to go do that. If we have enough passion now in the moment, it's never too late. Right? It's never too late to become what we are passionate to become. And that is all about what this spring equinox is about. It's that planting that seed. So this year, up until this point, has just been getting used to the energy and the expansiveness of the energy. But the real beginning of the new year, from a purest spiritual sense, is spring equinox. It's the beginning of our cycle. So as we stand tomorrow on this threshold where there's balance between the light and the dark in our day, in our world, we stand there and we say, what do we want to create? Who do we want to be? What kind of world do we want to live in? And craft that most immaculate seed. And don't forget that we are our own greatest seed, that we are crafting and packing in that seed every dream, every desire, every hope for ourselves and for this beautiful, beautiful world. In spring, it's easy to remember that we are very blessed to have Gaia, to have this beautiful planet, and that we are here in co-creation to be stewards of that beauty, to be protectors of that amazing magic that's possible. And nature reminds us every spring that anything is possible, anything can grow. Look at all the wildflowers blooming this year that maybe have been dormant for years until the rains came. And think of that within you. What are those seeds that have just been waiting for the right time, for the right moment, for the right conditions, to be able to suddenly sprout and bloom and thrive? That's what this time period, that's what this week is about. So here we are in the month of March, a month about truth, about authenticity and integrity, and taking that spiritual journey to really learn and know who we are down to the core, behind all those masks that we put up to keep ourselves safe in the world, to be loved, to be accepted, to be desired and wanted. Behind all of that false illusion, the lies that we tell ourselves, the excuses and rationalizations for staying in our box and playing small in the world, behind all of that lies the core and the truth of who we are. And in a 1 year, that's the starting point. Who am I? Who do I choose to be? And in a 1 year, that who I choose to be is just as important as who do I think I am today. And at our core, we are all beings of light and love and truth, and allowing ourselves to express that fully, authentically, without holding back, without measure. That's what March is igniting within us. That's what this spring equinox is igniting within us. And we hear, as we go into spring equinox, we're on that juncture, on that threshold between the mental body and the spiritual body. And that's really where the truth suddenly comes alive. Because our mind tells us all kinds of stuff. Stuff we heard from our families, stuff we heard from teachers, stuff we heard from bosses and coworkers, stuff we heard from ex-spouses, ex-lovers, ex-friends, all the wounds, all the hurts. All of that is stored in our mental bodies. All those things that we said, be cautious, be careful. Don't try that. You got hurt last time. All those things that keep us from expressing our truth authentically in the world, that keep us from trying new things, that keep us stuck in the bondage of limitation, all pretty much reside in the mind. And if that mind is willing, in this beautiful month of March, in this month of truth, to open up, to say yes, I will say yes to life. I will say yes to trying new things. I will say yes to becoming who I truly am. The mind, if it opens to the spirit, can suddenly have really everything it wanted. It can have the answers to all the questions it's been asking since you were born. For lifetimes, it has been asking. It has been yearning for the truth, and yet keeping its eyes shut and its back to the spirit. So in this week, this is the week to open up and say yes. Open our arms to embrace our spirit, to allow our spirit to come in and be equal partners, to allow the mind to say the spirit actually might know more than I do, and I am willing to be open to try new things and go on that journey. Because aren't we just pretty much bored with our minds by now? We've tried every avenue of limitation, and at this point, I'm pretty much sick of it and done with it. So if our spirit can lead us to places we didn't even know existed. When I first came to the peninsula, I used to take myself on what I called pendulum adventures. And I would let the pendulum lead me wherever it was going to go. And it was my training wheels to learn that there are things, there is magic that the mind can't know. It would lead me to places I didn't even know existed that just delighted me. Restaurants, beaches, hikes in the woods. Totally opened me up to that magic possibility of the spirit. So let this year be like a pendulum adventure. Maybe start with only 5 minutes, one little short adventure, and let your spirit lead you to something that will delight you, that you didn't know existed. And as you build up that trust, as you build up that muscle of saying, I will let my mind sit aside for a minute, and I will learn to follow my spirit without hesitation. That's really the magic of March. Because as we start following our spirit, everything opens up and becomes easier. Everything becomes filled with more grace and more joy. So as we go through the rest of this month, I wanted to remind people of some of the vibrational tools we can work with to align with that energy of truth. And I like working with the aromatherapy because it works on a mental, emotional, and physical level, and spiritual, to really open us up. And the oils that align with March are so perfectly aligned to that authentic expression of who we are. Cassia, which is in the cinnamon family, takes you right there. Geranium aligns you with love. So if our hearts and our minds are aligned, we open to our spirit much more easily and see our truth and accept the truth of who we are because we're coming from a place of love, not from fear. So geranium for love. Cedarwood helps clear out the mind. Just like it clears out the musty smell in the closet, do the same thing with your mind. Chamomile to soothe and allow us to balance so that we can see a higher perspective, we can see a greater level of truth. And colors, we can work with purple and magenta. So as we go through this week, play with that. Look for purple flowers. Look for the magenta flowers as they're blooming. And when we go tomorrow into March 20th, into the equinox, we have this juncture from today to tomorrow that is a mirror of going from last year to this year. So tonight, as you go to sleep, call forth all that you are, all that you have ever been, in this life or any past life, and offer that up to your soul to say, I choose to become what you intended me to become when I took this life, when I took the light and said, I would be a guardian and steward of that light in the world, that I would be love in this world. And as we go into tomorrow, see yourself as that seed, planting firmly in this fertile ground and beginning to germinate, beginning to become. Because it is time to bloom and thrive and grow in ways we never would even imagine. So as we go through this week, it's the stair steps again. Tomorrow, we have that one energy that mirrors this year. Then on Tuesday, we have the energy of unconditional love. So how Monday and Tuesday come together become a reflection of this year and next year. It's a portal that allows you to create powerful new beginnings that are based on a foundation of unconditional love and hope and trust and faith. Faith in yourself, faith in the universe, faith in the process of becoming, faith in nature. Then we go to a day of creativity, so that pure creation energy. Then we have a day of limitlessness on Thursday, leading all up to Friday, big day on Friday, a portal of creation. So a lot of creative energy, co-creative energy. So partner with your spirit, partner with your soul, partner with the divine, partner with people who have the same dreams and desires that you do. And do something really creative on that day on Friday, the 25th. Saturday, then, brings this powerful energy that's almost like setting your compass to your North Star, of aligning with your spirit and saying, I am going to open my arms to receive. That as I plant this seed, I open my arms to receive help from the universe, help from my angels and masters, help from other beings who have a similar desire and dream. And then, on Sunday, interesting. So Saturday and Sunday also create, wow, this is a big week, create a portal of that energy of self-love, of receptivity, of opening to the universe to allow whatever your dreams and desires to start flowing in with grace, to be in that dance of grace with the universe. Very powerful. Leading us to Sunday, which takes you fully through the cycle to graduation, to fruition, to bringing that and integrating all of that together. So what is it that you want? What is that thing? What is your dream, right? What is your dream? And Solazar teaches a wonderful workshop that helps people with goals and dreams. And he talks about, he has a wonderful analogy where we had these dreams, but so many of them end up in a box up on the top shelf of the closet behind old shoes. If that's where your dreams are, tonight, take them out of the closet. Take them out of the box. Shake off the dust and say, do I still have this dream? And if not, let it go. But if it's something that gets your juices flowing, that gets you excited, that makes you say, hey, I would be so excited to get up in the morning and so excited to put my life force into bringing this into reality, those are the dreams. Those are the desires. Those are the seeds we want to plant in this week. The time that we have right now is so rich. It is so fertile. It is so powerful. What are we going to do with it? That's what the universe is asking us tonight. What are we going to do with it? Now, we can go through the week like any other week. We can go to work, and we can go to the grocery store, and we can do the laundry, and we can pick up the dry cleaning, and we can go pick up the kids at soccer. And fill the week with the mundane and miss the opportunity that is all around us. The magic is there, but we got to stretch a little bit. We got to be willing to focus a little bit to align with it. Back to what is it that we want to plant? What is worthy of our life force? So that it's not a life that just drains that life force, but is amplifying and magnifying it, not just for ourselves, but for the whole world. So Solazar, those are the thoughts and ideas I wanted to share with people for tonight, and just to wish them a beautiful, beautiful, happy spiritual new year.
Well, thank you for sharing all that, Kira. And I want to remind folks that there are several powerful portents going on right now, which I'll share. As you mentioned, of course, spring equinox is when the sun enters Aries. And in the Western astrology, of course, Aries is the first sign of our 12th house zodiac. And this is also, not only does equinox represent a new birth, but it is a rebirth because we're going into that first sign. We've closed out the astrological year. And that's why when Kira says it's the new year, it truly is. The symbolic new year, the sun enters the first sign of the zodiac, ushering in that astrological new year. And it's known as the vernal equinox in the northern hemisphere. And of course, in the southern hemisphere, it's the opposite. It's the autumnal equinox. It's autumn. But equinox means equal night. And because the sun is positioned above the equator day and night at about equal length all over the world during the equinoxes. And people around the world have recognized the vernal equinox for thousands of years. There's no shortage of rituals or traditions surrounding the coming of spring. So many early people celebrated for the basic reason that their food supplies would soon be restored. Christianity established Easter as the first Sunday after the first full moon after the vernal equinox. And the Egyptians built the Great Sphinx, so it points directly toward the rising sun on the day of the vernal equinox. And the Mayans built the pyramid at Chichen Itza to project the sun rays into a diamond-back rattlesnake of light and shadow along the stairs. So the time is a time of great ceremony. And in today's society, we've lost sight of the value of that. We tend to celebrate the 1st of January as a very special new year because it's a point in time on a calendar when this is a point in time in the cycles of the world, of the earth, of the planets, of the solar system. So it's really more powerful than just a day on a calendar. And the new beginnings this year, as Kira was mentioning, is more powerful than usual. So let's do a little bit of a review. We're still operating from our February 26th new moon solar eclipse in Pisces. That baby and that energy is going to stay with us till August. So our Pisces new moon brought us that soft, healing energy. And you may have found yourself still going through a process of bringing things up, and they're coming up for you to identify them, to heal them, to release them. And it also opens up our sensitive side of Pisces because that energy is still within us emotionally. So we tend to be more aware on a very sensitive or empathic level. We may also feel more things as slights, but they're not necessarily slights. It's just that extra sensitivity. We're truly reading into people better. So a new moon is always about beginnings versus old emotions. So you have the opportunity with that energy to become more clear about your role and your talents and your service in the world. And the new moon on February 26th was a culmination of the cycle begun by the full moon on February 10th. So it's important that we're still allowing ourselves to not be distracted, to receive that energy coming in. And then we couple that with our March 12th full moon in Virgo. And we touched on that, how that was a balance of, you know, Earth against the Pisces. And it was taking the dream of Pisces and bringing it into the reality of Virgo, which was saying, you can reach your dream. You just have to identify the steps you need to take. So the spirituality, compassion, the imagination, and dreams of Pisces are not discarded, but they come down to that focused reality of saying, make a plan and start executing on your plan. So it narrowed our focus, narrowed our intention. So that full moon on March 12th was an opening, one of the biggest openings because of the anomaly between Virgo and Pisces. And it says very specifically, your dreams are within your grasp as long as you take the steps and make the plan. And step by step and inch by inch. Don't worry beyond that. And that will lead to our March 27th new moon in Aries, which will be next Monday. And so we'll have our new beginnings, which starts tomorrow as the sun moves into Aries. We'll have our new moon in Aries next Monday as the moon moves into Aries. And they'll both be in that success-driven sign of the ram. And don't forget, Mercury is still in Aries at the same time. So we're going to be open to taking more risks. We're going to be open to taking bigger bites out of the things that have kept us from taking a chance. We want to be careful that we're not taking bigger bites out of people around us because Aries is prone to do that as well. But now it's saying, really, we're tired of detailed planning. We're tired of thinking about it. We want the heat, the warmth, the movement, and the action of spring leading into summer with the fire of Aries. We're going to feel self-assured. We're going to feel confident. We're going to feel that our plans can bear fruit. We're going to have our rebirth. And we're moving into the moment of true identification of self that's demanded by this year of individuation. This is the year of being clear about you, about what's important for you, what's right for you, and who you are right about. Where are you right? By the end of April, we're going to know who we truly are, and whether we like it or not, it will be us. So we become a partner in the revelation if we're conscious and aware. We can become a partner in the revelation of who we are and strengthen the parts of you that you want stronger. And we can also look at the parts that we would prefer could lessen, but we can't lessen them. They don't go away. So we want to shift them, to improve them, to make them better than they currently are. So we don't always like to take a look at who we truly are, but we have to and we must. By the end of April this year, we're going to be confronted with that if we don't become a partner in that revelation. So this new beginning to me, this equinox, this spring equinox, this new year is right now, is the point in time of this year that is the most critical for tying in with the energy of this year. And remember, the rooster year was also about dawn, awakening, triumph, and success. And this is the moment. Do not let this next month go by without doing some of the self-work, the self-identification, and the identification of your steps for those dreams. You can't just say, I'm feeling the energy and I'm going to go with it. You got to participate and be a partner. So those are the notes that I had for today, Kira, if there's anything you'd like to add or comment.
Yeah, I wanted to build on what you were just saying about, you know, you have to take steps. You can't just, I'm not pulling back the exact words that you said, but in this 1 year, what I'm finding is part of the creation process isn't just dreaming it, visualizing it, feeling it. It is that starting to put it in action. And so, for example, in this week where we're starting today with this energy, with this new beginning energy, as we go through to next Sunday, if you can actually in each day take a step toward doing some little thing, and it may be something as simple as taking the idea, the dream, the desire, writing it down, right? Then maybe the next day make a list of, well, if I was going to do this, these are the things that I would need to get put in place for it to come into reality. And then the next day, I'm going to take one step toward doing that. And we used to several times had Susan Ariel Rainbow Kennedy on the show on Good Vibrations Radio to talk about her micro-movements. And she has been a very successful author. She claims that she is wildly lazy. She sleeps in late. She doesn't do Mondays. She takes naps whenever she wants. And yet she has been amazingly productive in producing over 14 books. And she does this with her mindful movement technique where one day it's, what is it, Solazar, 5 seconds to 5 minutes? You may, if you decide you have to go clean the closet, one day you may just go open the closet, look at it, shut the door.
Yes.
The next day, you may open the closet, remove some extra hangers. That was what, 30 seconds? You're done, right? And the next day, you may get started and go, well, I feel like doing this, this, and this. So it takes some of the pressure out of things feeling overwhelmingly large. It takes that pressure off. And it's kind of this chip away plan, right? Where suddenly you could have multiple things going at one time. And for people who say, well, I'm too busy, I can't multitask and get any more done, I can't da da da, this is perfect to say, okay, I only have 30 minutes before I've got to be somewhere else. Well, in that 30 minutes, do you have 5 seconds to 5 minutes? And just start doing little steps, and it creates the flow of the energy. It starts creating momentum and kind of a wave of focus. Because if you think of planting that seed, how do we water the seed? Well, we go out there and we fill up a can and we sprinkle it with some water. Well, in this case, metaphorically, what is that? But our love, our attention, our energy, our focus, and our action. So use this week as a kind of practice ground, like doing scales when you're learning the piano, to practice going through those lessons from 1 to 9. And as we do that, we start putting our creations into action, and that brings them into reality. Solazar, are you still there?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was 5 seconds to 5 minutes. You were still talking, so I didn't want to go off mute and say, yes, that's it.
It's really hard for anyone to say they don't have 5 seconds. Now, for those people who might feel the need to microwave their Pop-Tarts, then maybe you have problems with even 5 seconds. But most people can set aside 5 seconds.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, the purpose of that is to trick yourself so that all of a sudden, when you do have the focus, the energy, and the time, you put into it without pressuring yourself to do it. And that's an important thing that we all need to do, and that keeps us moving in the direction of our dreams without feeling trapped.
Well, and sometimes it's just getting the energy started. You know, they say the same thing about exercise. If you just go and, you know, put on your tennis shoes, you're likely then to go, you know, and tell yourself, okay, I'm only going to go walk for 5 minutes. You might just walk for 20 minutes. It's just the getting it started that we seem to sometimes have a little bit of a problem with.
Yeah,
just getting the energy flowing in the right direction.
As my friend Bill used to say about exercise or running, he always said the hardest part is the first step out the door. That was it. So it's.
I thought the hardest part was finding your shoes.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's so just in the closet.
Just an amazing time period that we have. And it was a beautiful sunset tonight. It's going to be a beautiful sunrise in the morning. So maybe, you know, set your clocks, get up a little bit earlier. Sunrise has been happening around, I don't know, like 7:15-ish. You know, you start getting all those colors of the dawn. And with spring forward, that's not all that early, right? So go ahead and get up and enjoy that feeling of the light coming. Because that's really the dance we're in now. From now until summer solstice, every day we get a little bit more light outside of ourselves and within ourselves. Every day we get 2 minutes and 8 seconds of more light. 2 minutes and 8 seconds. And actually, if you put that together in numerology, that's a 1, back to this year. So 2 minutes of more light, 2 minutes and 8 seconds. What could you do with 2 minutes and 8 seconds if you broke that down into mindful movements? What could you do with 2 minutes and 8 seconds of more light within you? Maybe meditate a little bit, right? Honor that light within ourselves. How can you make, between now and summer solstice, each of those 2 minutes, that it adds exponentially to the quality and the magnificence of your life? For all of us, I ask that to be the blessing of each of those 2 minutes and 8 seconds.
All right. Well, thank you for what you've offered here today, and want to encourage everyone to explore themselves over the next week and what they want to shift and change and bring in for their new year. And I encourage everyone to go to the podcast site and re-listen to the show. The link is on goodvibrationsradio.com. As Kira had also asked, if people could be notified, you can actually sign up on iTunes or Good Vibrations Radio, and the downloads will come automatically when you go onto iTunes for the latest shows. And you can also go ahead and connect on the podcast site so that you can receive notifications there. So just find the way that works best for you. Good Vibrations Radio will be back live on Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time, with Joyce Muse and Your Lucky Stars. So she'll be giving us a preview of all that's coming up astrologically for the month of April. I want to thank you so much for listening. Wish you many, many blessings. Turn the lead in your life into gold. Thank you for listening. Namaste.